Hello and welcome to another episode of the Kid Stories Podcast. I'm Phil Bechtel. Let's get into a shout out. Isaac emailed me a picture of the dojo that he made from Magna tiles, including Lego versions of Nacho, King Steve, and his brother. Thanks for that, Isaac. That was awesome. I think if you were a character from the stories, you'd be a magic trader who has a family of magical owls on his boat, and the owls have the ability to find ancient magical artifacts, and you'd work together to gather powerful items and keep some and sell the rest. Thanks for listening, Isaac. Today's episode is titled Mind Crystal Mystery, Part 5. As the red energy gathered at Kate's fingertips, Lucy suddenly remembered the pouch in her pocket. One of the many pouches of magical powder her and pretty much every other kid at the academy carried around. She wasn't sure what would happen next, but it was the only thing she could think to do. With lightning-quick reflexes, she pulled it out and threw it directly at the incoming blast. The pouch intercepted Kate's magic blast in midair, causing a tiny explosion that neutralized the attack. The flash was blindingly bright, illuminating the entire area like daylight for a brief moment. Kate shielded her eyes, disoriented for a moment. Peary seized the opportunity and transformed into a hawk and pumped her wings a few times, sending her flying right at Kate with her sharp talons forward. But Kate recovered quickly, teleporting a few feet away just before Peary's claws could reach her. "Did you really think it would be that easy?" Kate taunted. She raised her fingers to her lips and let out a shrill whistle that echoed through the night. At first, nothing happened. Then came the sound of heavy footsteps. Many heavy footsteps crashing through the underbrush. From the edge of the dark forest emerged more cave trolls, their eyes glowing the same eerie red as the first. "You think I came with just one troll?" Kate said, smiling coldly. "Meet my advanced guard. I have 100 more ready at my command." The trolls formed a semicircle around Kate, awaiting her orders. Their massive forms towered over the children, muscles rippling beneath their green skin. "Bring them to me," Kate commanded, pointing at the children. "Try not to damage them too badly. I need their minds intact." The trolls charged forward, the ground shaking beneath their heavy steps. Henry, still invisible, had completely fooled Kate's troll guard, and it was still in the forest searching for him. Henry ran along the perimeter, hoping to draw at least one troll away from the others. Peary, still in hawk form, hovered above the ground, screeching in defiance. Lucy fumbled in her pocket and pulled out a small packet of powder. "Peary, move!" she shouted, then threw the powder into the air. The powder exploded in a cloud of sparkling blue dust that momentarily confused the trolls. The powder popped and crackled in the air like a cloud of tiny fireworks. The trolls stumbled, shaking their heads as if trying to clear them and blinking hard to see straight again. From the academy, lights began to come on. Windows that had been dark now glowed with warm yellow light as students and teachers, awakened by the commotion, looked out to see what was happening. "The academy's waking up," Lucy said. "We need to make more noise." Henry, understanding immediately, became visible and shouted at the top of his lungs, "Help! Get out here! Help!" He sped around the building, yelling as loud as he could. Peary transformed back into her human form and joined in, adding her voice to Henry's. The kids knew they were no match for all these trolls without help. Kate's face scrunched up with rage. "Silence them!" she commanded the trolls. But it was too late. Figures were already emerging from the academy, running toward the commotion. The first to arrive were older students, their wands and magical implements at the ready.
"Trolls!" Peary shouted. "Professor Kate's controlling them!"
The trolls raged forward now, and more thundered from out of the forest nearby. They did not hesitate, engaging the kids in full hand-to-hand combat instantly. The first wave of troll attacks sent kids flying. The other students hesitated only a moment before springing into action. They spread out, forming a defensive line between the trolls and the academy. One student sent a bolt of blue lightning at the nearest troll, striking it in the chest. The troll staggered backward but didn't fall.
Another student conjured a swirling vortex of wind, trying to knock the trolls back into the trees. Kate, seeing her element of surprise vanishing, whistled again. Longer, louder this time. From the dark forest emerged more trolls, too many to count at a glance, all with the same glowing red eyes. "Attack!" Kate commanded, pointing toward the academy. The battle erupted loud now. Students cast spells, the air filling with colorful streaks of magical energy. The trolls charged, roaring and swinging their massive arms. The grounds of the academy became a chaotic battlefield. Peary, Henry, and Lucy found themselves fighting alongside students they barely knew. A girl with bright purple hair created magical duplicates of herself, confusing the trolls who couldn't tell which was real. Twin boys worked in tandem, one creating patches of ice on the ground while the other swung fists that connected with some intense magical power to knock the trolls out. A massive roar drowned out all the other sounds. Everyone, students, trolls, and Kate, froze, looking up toward the source of the roar. Hamish, the dragon wizard, had emerged. His purple scales gleamed in the moonlight as he spread his wings wide, making himself look even larger. With a powerful beat of his wings, he launched himself into the air above the battlefield. Drawing in a deep breath, Hamish exhaled a stream of purple-tinged fire that illuminated the night sky. The flames swept across the ground in front of the advancing trolls, creating a barrier of fire that forced them to step back. "Students of the Academy!" Hamish bellowed. "Stand your ground!" The students rallied at Hamish's appearance, fighting with renewed vigor. The tide of battle seemed to be turning in their favor. But Kate, seeing the dragon's intervention, narrowed her eyes. "Not this time," she muttered. With a flash of purple light, Kate teleported from her position. For a moment, the four friends lost sight of her. Then, horrifyingly, she reappeared directly on Hamish's back as he flew over the battlefield.
"Hamish, behind you!"
Peary screamed. The dragon twisted, trying to see what was on his back, but Kate was too quick. She pulled something from her pocket, a crystal larger than the others, glowing with intense red light. Before Hamish could react, she slammed the crystal against his forehead, right between his eyes. The effect was immediate. Hamish's body went rigid in midair. His wings stopped beating for a moment, causing him to drop several feet before he recovered. When he stabilized, his eyes were glowing the same eerie red as the troll's. Kate, still perched on his back, pointed down at the four friends. "Them," she commanded. "Bring them to me." Hamish turned his massive head toward Peary, Henry, Lucy, and Holly. His mouth opened, revealing rows of gleaming teeth, and fire gathered in the back of his throat.
"Run!"
Holly screamed. The four friends scattered just as Hamish released a torrent of flames that scorched the ground where they had been standing moments before. The heat was so intense that it left the earth blackened and smoking. Hamish circled around for another pass, Kate still riding on his back, directing his attacks. The controlled dragon was the most dangerous weapon she could have hoped for, and the most terrible loss for the Academy defenders. Students who had been bravely fighting the trolls now began to retreat, terrified of the dragon's fire. The trolls, seeing their advantage, pressed forward.
"We can't fight Hamish," Lucy shouted as they ran. "We need to retreat."
"But where?"
Henry asked as they ran.
"The Dark Forest," Peary suggested. "Kate doesn't want to go too far from the Academy."
As Hamish swept down for another attack, the four friends made a desperate dash toward the edge of the Academy grounds. Behind them, chaos reigned as students fought a losing battle against the trolls and their new dragon ally. Kate's triumphant laughter echoed across the battlefield.
"You can run, but you can't hide," she called after them. "By morning, the Academy will be mine and soon the entire valley."
Fire erupted from Hamish's mouth again, cutting off their path to the right. They veered left, running as fast as they could toward the dark forest. The heat of the flames singed their hair and cloaks as they ran. Just as they reached the tree line, Hamish landed hard, his clawed feet digging ruts as he skidded to a stop. His massive body towered behind them, red eyes gleaming menacingly. The kids didn't look back. They kept running and running and running.
Kate stayed on Hamish's back, watching the kids disappear into the darkness of the forest. They were right about her. She wasn't going to go after them. It would take her too far from the academy and her network of evil mind control crystals. But even though they had escaped, they didn't feel at all like they had won. And they had no idea what they were going to do next. The end. Thanks for listening, friends. The website is kidstoriespodcast.com. Send all your drawings and things to kidstoriespodcast@gmail.com. Adios.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.